wagon and two horses, a long wooden piece between the horses.
Oh. Hmm. I could tell you if you didn't ask me. The yoke? No, it's not the yoke. It's the, is it single tree? Oh, goodness.
Did you ever hear the pole or tongue or spear?
The tongue. That's what we called it. The tongue. That's right.
What about if you have a horse pulling a buggy, you back him in between the...
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I've got traces is all I know. Bag him into the traces or hook him to, I know they had a single tree thing is what they hitched him to. The single tree was a little thing with a hook on each piece of wood, you know, along with a hook on each side that you hitched him to.
What if you had two single trees? You'd connect them with a, did you hear a double?
Well, you know, the tongue of the wagon went down the center, and then the single trees, you know, like were on each side, right there, like that.
Come in the house.
No. Go see what Randy wants.
Double tree or double single?
Yes, double tree. Right. Sure do. I remember double tree.
And the thing that runs across and connects one wheel to the other is the...
Axle.
And starting with the inside of the wheel, you have the hub, then the spokes come out, they fit into the...
Into the hub or the axle and...
The other direction.
The outside band around there, you know? I don't know, we just called it the wheel. What did you call that, the outside of the wheel, Daddy? On a wagon wheel. It's not a tire on a car, but it's not on a wheel, on a wagon, you wouldn't call it.
The rim
of the wheel, yeah.
What's the rim made out of? Is that metal or wood?
It was metal, wasn't it? It was made of metal.
Did you ever hear a special name? The wooden part that the rim fits over comes in different sections. It'd be about 5 or 6 sections, wooden sections. Did you ever hear a name for them?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear belly or fella?
No.
And if a wheel was squeaking, you say you had to
grease it.
Okay.
Had to grease
yesterday
it.
He
with axle grease. Yesterday he greased the wheel.
And if grease got all over your hands, you say your hands were all
greasy.
And something that people drive nowadays, you should call what everybody.
Oh, a car.
Any other name for a car?
Automobile.
And you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
brush my hair, comb my hair.
And something you'd put in a pistol would be a
bullet.
What's another name for that?
Ammunition.
Or, you know, these ink pens that they used to have that have a little cylinder of
right.
You call that a...
They had a bladder inside there. It was called a bladder. It was rubber. A rubber, you know. And it had a little lever on the side. You pulled the little lever down, you know, and you put it down in the ink, and then you let it up real slow, and it would suck the ink up into the bladder of the pen.
What did they have after that would come out? They'd have a little... cylinders that you could buy and just insert filled with ink already?
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness. Fillers?
Do you have your
cartridge, yes.
And you sharpen a straight razor using a leather
strap. I've had a good many